You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation. And our focus is we turn digital marketing professionals into the most sought after marketers in their industry, which is another way of saying they are an automation service provider. Right. So in this episode, what I want to do is discuss focus. Okay. And what makes people so fearful to focus? Have you ever heard of that fear to focus? It's a thing. And why don't people focus down on one market and one idea, one niche and one avatar? So as I address this, I also find it appropriate to disseminate a big farewell to a year that has challenged many of us, brought pain, loss, and despair to many, and has been great to others and so many. So it's been such a mixed bag in 2020. I have to say, I would not be looking back. I've had some big victories in this year and some huge struggles. But collectively, I just think there's been so much loss in this year. It just almost feels wrong to look at it and be like, man, that was a great year. Because we lost so many people and so many people were just devastated, you know. And then there's a lot of people that thrive. So I'm just not one of those people where it's just like, well, since it was good to me, it was a good year. I'm empathetic. Right. And when I can't express empathy, there's sympathy. Always. So I'm mindful of that. I'm mindful of the people who lost loved ones and lost careers, just changed and haven't been able to get on their feet and all of that. So again, let's all collectively say goodbye. This is the last day to focus on it. Like, it's onward focus for the next year and beyond. So that brings us to today's topic. But before we go into it, if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you listen to this episode in its entirety and then subscribe. Okay, subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review. If you are a listener and haven't subscribed yet, listen, we're in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube. Anywhere where you get podcasts, we are there. Okay, and while you're at it, if you haven't left your 5-star rating and review, please do so. It will be greatly appreciated, not just from me, but the algorithms and all of the podcast apps will greatly appreciate it because it will show them what to feature. Do the work for them. OK, let's make life easier, everybody. Right. So again, 2020, it's been an interesting and overwhelming year, to say the least. But it provides an opportunity to focus ahead. Right. Looking back at all that's taken place, it's always good to use the good and the bad to shape and guide your focus forward. Right. That's just one of my principles. But I find people really struggle with the idea of focus. I really do. It's as if telling someone to focus is likened to telling them, say goodbye to more profits, say goodbye to more opportunities. Well, you're losing in some way, when the opposite is true. Just if you were to just briefly study business historically, and I mean big business, I'm talking about corporations, the big corporations, right? Fortune 100, Fortune 50, right? The big corporations. You'll see that most of them have reached premature failure somewhere along the way by going too wide too early. It's just what it is. They lost focus. Some should have never gone wide at all, and others should have stayed focused. Flip side, you can look at the market now and see businesses that focus singularly on one experience and just, you can't quit. Five Guys comes to mind. Like, Five Guys is going to offer you burgers and fries. You're not getting no chicken patty, chicken wings. You're not getting any of that. Is what type of burger do you want and what kind of fries do you want with that? In-N-Out Burger the same way, right? So we see these niche these niche companies, and then these bigger companies that get greedy and say, hey, look, let me go big. And I'll say this. This year, I read a book from Al Rice entitled Focus, and he provides a lot of historical failures of corporate giants who fail to focus. And because they're corporate giants, their failures, they often are able to overcome them with big banks. Right. Like they got a lot of money to absorb that failure, the impact of that failure. But let me tell you this. You are not that corporate giant. And if a corporate giant can lose focus and lose a portion, a third, a quarter, a half of their business and rebuild, let me tell you, you can't afford that. You can't afford to lose half to three quarters to almost all of your business and then rebuild. No, you can't. Right. And I like what he says. He summarizes the lack of focus in a statement. He says, you know, this is how most people think. When faced with a fork in the road, take both forks. Right. And anybody who disagree with that, like, yeah, take it all. You're the problem. And the good thing is you're listening to this episode so we can fix that thinking before we go into the new year. We're saying bye to that. Leave that in 2020. OK, because once you take that, take both forks in the road approach, your failure is imminent. OK, or you just raise your hand for extreme trials. And he goes on to mention companies like GM, Xerox, Southwest, IBM, and more that have made the mistake of losing focus, thus losing market share, thus losing profitability for a time. They've all rebounded. You see that these companies are still around. But listen, if you want to check out this book and read for yourself, now granted, it's dated. So this is like we're seeing the after of his before. So he's making some projections and they're just totally off because technology has really just changed the game. But if you take it in context of where he was writing and what he was experiencing, you'll see that lack of focus has always been an issue and it's plagued every business of all types, all time. Okay. So some of you in business need to do a bit more of history researching about business, how they're grown. There's a formula to this, specifically in America, right? More on that later, okay? I don't want to get too deep, too philosophical and factual on you guys, right? But it's hard to focus. It requires discipline, both discipline to stay the course. We call that fortitude, right? And discipline to say no. You throw in the inexperienced entrepreneur that doesn't know what it takes to make $1 million through focused efforts. And you'll find where the market is today. Those three elements. I've never made $1 million, never seen it, don't know what it takes. I don't often have the discipline to stay with one thing long enough, and I hate saying no. Right? They are deceived and easily distracted, unable to stick with one thing long enough to truly see it through to success or failure, quickly hopping from one idea to the next, creating multiple products. Looking for shortcuts to multiple sales, thinking that multiple products is a shortcut, and trying to sell to as many people as possible. If you gave them a choice, would you like us to put this product in front of everybody in the world, or would you like us to put this product in front of everybody in your target audience? They would truly think that putting the product in front of everybody in the world somehow would amount to more sales. And it won't. It won't. Now, granted, I just heard somebody say, well, if it's everybody in the world, that's going to include everybody in your target. And that's the problem right there. That is the problem. It's all of the effort, all of the exposure to somebody that is not in your community, not in your industry, is wasted effort. So if I frame that differently and say, hey, what if I showed you how to put your product in front of everybody in the world? Whatever effort that it took for you to put that product in front of everyone, it would have took a fraction of that energy to put it only in front of your target audience, and you would have got exponentially more results from it. It's just how it is. Because ideally, you think it sounds good. Ooh, everybody can see my product. I don't care who says no. No, you don't have the bandwidth to execute on the effort required to do that. You don't. right? So I could, at this point, I could throw out some of the old marketing sayings. That word just didn't seem right. Although I just said it, but some of the old marketing sayings, right? If you're selling to everybody, you're selling to nobody. There's riches in the niches, right? And so on. We can go on for days with what marketers say, right? And it doesn't matter to the naive or non-focused entrepreneur. It's in one ear, out the other. Because their naivete leads them to believe to get more, you must do more, make more, build more, talk more. When often the opposite is true. Sell more by saying no more through true qualification. There is not a business on earth that won't benefit through qualified lead acquisition. This just means I am focused on the people who have the highest propensity to take action on the offer that I put in front of them. You do that consistently. Focus on delivery. We talked about delivery, right? And the full customer experience. You're going to be in business for a long time. Some, again, like to take all the forks. Sell more by excluding some of the forks. Though profitable, they take away your focus from the one road that can work better alone than all collectively. And that statement can only be proven with data, which is another reason why people are not focused, because they're not driven by data. They're driven by emotion and thoughts. They're arrogant to believe that their thought is so great that they're seeing something somehow that's new to the market, and it requires an addition to the business, an additional offering, or a total shift. No data, not looking at any data. So they don't know that, man, wow, once I started to just focus on this one industry and really dial it in, I made more in this one industry than I've ever made serving three or four. They'll never know that, because you need data and discipline and focus. And it's true. The more true statement is multiplication by subtraction. And what I'm saying is, it's required we move into the new year with this type of focus and mentality if you truly want to be successful. I learned early the rule of one. To make $1 million. And this was by Clay Collins when I was at Lead Pages, but I'm sure he got it from somebody. And I see marketers and coaches and consultants still use this. I've seen numerous coaches and experts teach this same principle. And it's one product, one funnel, one audience until you've reached $1 million. And it's not a golden rule, but it's a strong guiding principle. Again, I'm going to stop saying this, because you should just know that there are no 100% laws and rules in marketing. OK, there's always outliers. It burns me when people are like, yeah, but what about that? Yeah, but come on now, you know, nothing is proven. So just if you would stop yeah button while you're listening, you'll be able to actually understand more and do better with what you're listening to. OK, but that yeah, but that butt is hurting your butt. OK, you got to stop that. And I just felt that, you know, I know my people, we're techie, we're analytical, and sometimes we just get in our own way. We just get too technical. Yes, there's outliers. There's always going to be outliers. I'm talking about the majority. One product, one funnel, one audience, $1 million until you reach $1 million. Once you reach $1 million, then you could, hey, well, what if we do this? What if we do that? But by that time, you'd be like, look, this audience is so profitable and it's still underserved. Let's just keep going deeper. Right. So, again, it's not a golden rule. It's more of a guiding principle that calls out focusing, the power of focusing on one product to full success before splitting efforts, because it takes a lot to sell one product well, to dial in that copy, to get advertising in place, to get organic in place, to have this follow up system in place, your delivery system, your resale or redelivery system in place. It takes a lot. So again, the inexperienced entrepreneur doesn't know how much it takes. So they blindly start adding more early, spreading their focus. And let me just say this. Anything you add doesn't shorten the time. It extends it. Because the time required just for one process, one product, one funnel, one audience, the time required to get that to $1 million, if you add in another process, you didn't shorten it. You didn't cut the time in half. You times it by two because you've got split efforts that both require the same amount of energy. There is no effort that you can easily add to your business that doesn't require just as much attention as the initial effort. It doesn't work like that. And if it's strongly aligned, it's not a split effort. It's an upsell. Learn how to sequence your offers instead of creating offers in serial, right? Like they're all on the same plane, right? Sequence them. Say, okay, this, then this, then this. But keep it for the same audience, right? And let me rest you assure, your FOMO is not welcomed. Your profit FOMO is not welcome when it comes to focusing your offer down and your audience. Your offer and your audience down. FOMO, fear of missing out. You've got profit FOMO. You think you're missing out on some money out there. You think the second you say yes to focusing on one audience, you're just excluding all of these $1 million that people would have paid you for if you just kept focusing on everybody. No, you won't make $1 million. What you'll make is a no million. That's what you'll do. If you let FOMO get the best of you, you'll be the first to make no million. That's it. You're not going to miss out on customers. You're going to gain more of your ideal customer. And when you serve an audience great and excellence, that audience will go find more of that audience for you. Your marketing is easier. Your copy flows. Just everything is better. It's better. And it takes time. You should not be introducing multiple avatars in your business within the first 5 years, unless you're trying to figure out which one to focus on. Like, I'm serious. Now, I would say I have an MBA and I've got a master's in business administration. I study models. I've worked with startups. I've seen countless businesses fail. And this is why and this is how. I can say all of that to back me up. But you know what? A lot of you are experiencing the non-growth of unfocused efforts as we speak. You're experiencing that. And that's stronger than any of my credentials, anything that I could say. Those of you who are willing to listen and take my words at face value, yes, I have credentials behind me. So listen to me. Help me let you avoid making that mistake, right? But when you say no to alternative avatars, all it is you saying yes to more consistent revenue. Okay. Because again, from lead generation to product delivery, it just takes a lot to get it right and scaled. It does. And if you've never done it, you don't know. So that's why you switch so quickly and easily. If you're not focused, you'll never make it. I'm telling you all. I'm not saying $1 million should be your goal. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. But whatever your revenue goal is, first, you got to double it because we often think small. So simple rule of doubling whatever you were initially after forces you to think bigger. But even if that's not $1 million, that's fine. The quickest way to get there is a focused offer and a focused audience. OK. You have to, because of all that it takes to get to know that audience and to sell to that audience effectively. All right. You will have your business will have multiple avatars. I would be a fool to say there's only one avatar. There's multiple avatars. I have multiple avatars in my business. Sometimes you hear me speak to some of them, but you all know who my primary avatar is. If you don't by now, you're just simply not listening. It's the digital marketing professional. And what do I want to do with the digital marketing professional, everybody? Nope. I see your hand. What? You want to turn them into automation service providers, the most sought after marketers in the industry. Yes. Yes, you're right. That was my emulation of the voice that's in your head, unless you said that out loud while you're listening. That's my market. That's what I'm dialed into. Do I have other avatars? Yes. But if we're going to apply the 80-20, this is more of 90-10 for me. 90% of my effort is my market. 10% is exploring these other avatars, just seeing the profitability, right? Because you always need to be ready for a shift or, you know, have a hand in some green pastures that could potentially produce profit. But most of you, you're not 90-10. You're like 10-30-40-10, if that makes 100, right? You're like, okay, this avatar gets 10%, this avatar gets 40%, this avatar gets 30%, and this avatar gets another 20%. You're all over the place. Split efforts, split focus, no revenue. So let's leave that lack of focus in 2020. Let's say goodbye to that. Let's move into the new year with laser point focus that can break through many of the barriers that you've been facing and you will face. Okay. Let's say goodbye to a lack of discipline that enables you to jump from tool to tool, consultant to consultant, agency to agency prematurely because you won't buy into the process for one, and you won't stay focused long enough to see it through. If you've never sold a single product for 5 years to a market that you knew was profitable, you'll never quite understand how deep, I should say, how profitable it could be. And I'm not saying you have to do it for 5 years. I'm giving you a baseline. But when they say most small businesses fail within the first 5 years, it's because of this. When you're exploring your audiences and this and that, you're not focused. You're not making that decision. Hey, this is our product. Okay, let's go find out who this product is good for. Okay, it's this audience. This product, this audience, dial in. Say no to everything else. Dial in. Right? Let's say goodbye to moving the needle just a little bit, but never enough. That's what a lack of focused efforts does, right? Let's say goodbye to thinking we need more when we just need to focus more on what we have. Stop going out to search for what you already possess. We're talking about marketing here, but listen, if you need to hear that in your marriage, so be it too, right? Look at what you got at home. Look at these tools that you've purchased. Look at this product that's been selling. You may think it's old. It may just need a little dusting off. Go deeper with that product and that audience. Okay? 2020 has brought a lot to focus. It's brought a lot of focus on working remotely, marketing and selling digitally, and the need to have an online presence. I mean, wow. Chin check for every business. Do you have your online presence in place and remote working strategy finalized, right? That's going to keep increasing moving forward. This is the new norm, right? Like Zoom attire is a thing. We all know that if you ask anybody to stand up on a Zoom call, there is a great chance. Not only do their bottoms not match their top, but their bottom is non-existent. We know this. This is the new norm. This used to be just reserved for startup talk, right? Like startups used to use these tools. When I told my brother recently how long I've been using Zoom, he's like, it's been around that long. I said, I get it. You just know of it because it's been in the market now, trading on the stock market, higher and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I've been using Zoom forever. I've been using Slack for almost 8 years now. You know, like startup space, we've been using these tools. Now the whole world is like, oh, wow. And then this company called Slack, and oh, there's this company called Zoom, and there's this place called Shopify where you can sell stuff online. And it's just like, whoa, we've been doing this. So the focus is here, everybody. And you focusing will enable you to fully capitalize on it. Okay. I want 2021 to be all that it can be for you, but it can't if you're not going to focus. I need you to focus. I'm pleading for your own well-being, not mine. I'm going to be all right. I'm locked in, laser-like. You all are going to see 2021 is it crosshairs. I got on it. I want you to have it on it. I don't want to win alone. Can we win together? Is that am I asking for too much? If so, you're listening to this because I'm pushing you a bit. I want you to be better. Okay. So in closing, here's some language. I'll help you out with some language. Those of you who struggle with profit FOMO, thinking you're losing out on all this money by saying no to people and focusing on your primary avatar longer. Okay. And when you start thinking you need to do more, because hold on, let me say this. You're going to be surrounded by family and friends that have every idea for your business to do. Oh, look at what they're doing on Instagram. You should do that. Hey, why aren't you posting on Snapchat? You mean to tell me you don't have one video, not just one on what's that platform, that the video one that everybody's using? You see me. It'll come back to me. But anyway, whatever the new platform is, what, you're not on Clubhouse yet? You should get on there and just talk all day. There's going to be so many people throwing all of these ideas. And focus, TikTok, that was the platform. A focus is the only way that you're going to cut through all of these ideas and what you should and could do and get down to what you need to do to generate the money that you need right now. Okay. So I told you I was going to give you some language for those of you who struggle with it. And the words right now are the ones that come to my rescue. When I get to the point where I'm looking at two things that I could be doing right now, I see that fork and I want both. What I tell myself is say, hey, look, I'm going to go down this road right now. Okay. Because it acknowledges that this is my choice right now. And I'm keeping the potential of the other path in play, but I'm just not focusing on it right now. And what it does is it prevents my brain from the overwhelm of the total elimination, because your brain hates ultimatums. People cringe. This is where analysis paralysis comes from. When I have to make a decision, it's either or. People lock up. That is terrifying. I mean, you have grown folks that can't make that decision and just continue to be with multiple people in their life. Right? Like, it spans beyond technology. Your brain and ultimatums do not work well without some level of stress and overwhelm. So to remove the ultimatum, I don't say I'm doing this, not this. I say I'm doing this right now. And it removes that overwhelm of total elimination, that ultimatum. It keeps me focused on the task at hand, and it keeps these other opportunities in lieu. Right. I just got them queued up. And when I have some time, I'll go revisit them and say, hey, is it time? Is there a quick offer that aligns with the direction I'm already going that I could put in front of this audience, this secondary avatar? Right. That's the 10% that I'm talking about. And if it makes sense, if it moves me in the same direction, doesn't require a whole lot of extra effort, I'll entertain that. But otherwise, like, nope, just focus, stay focused. And that's what I want you all to be. I want 2021 to be a focused year for you all. Let's collectively just close the chapter of 2020. Don't bring that baggage into 2021. Start fresh, start new. And if you're listening to this already in 2021, start new wherever you're at. Okay, this is what the new year always provides us, is a new start. Acknowledge your victories. Acknowledge your pains and your losses. Never forget the lessons learned, but let's not look back. Let's just focus on 2021 and let's get more focused. Okay, again, I want this year to be great for you. Let me be the first to say Happy New Year. You should be receiving this. Those of you who are listening to this live, my live listeners, you're getting this on the last Thursday of the year. Okay, so let me be the first to say Happy New Year. I want the new year to be filled with a new you. And by new you, if you're a marketing professional, it's time to level up and become an automation service provider. This is what we are dedicated to at Automation Bridge. And this is what we have: training, community. We've got certification. We have everything that you need to shorten your learning curve, to go from marketing practitioner to automated marketing professional. It's all here. I've built it. I've built a community of automation specialists who are openly sharing the latest tools, strategy, automation building tips, what's working, what's not, what people are looking for. right? I mean, it is an exclusive opportunity to rub shoulders with other like-minded people, shorten the learning curve, and just get better faster. It's a community that I'm in daily, engaging, discussing in more in-depth these podcast episodes, as well as private podcasts, running office hours where you can just live Q&A. We've got the digital whiteboard where I'm drawing out flow charts and automations for your business, not mine, for yours. This is the community. And there's no better time now to join. It's a new year. Do a new thing. Get new results. Okay. If that is you, you know, I want to do this marketing thing more. So I want to do this marketing automation thing. I'm telling you, this is the place. Go to automationbridge.com/join. Let us see if you're a good fit. Okay. More than likely you are. If you've listened to this, you've been a listener and a lot of what I said resonated, come on in, join the community. Okay. That's my invitation to you. For those of my first time listeners, now is the time. Hit the subscribe in your podcast app. Go leave a 5-star rating and review for me in Apple, iTunes, wherever you're getting your podcast. All the show notes and podcasts are available at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there and listen to all other episodes at your leisure. So again, until next time, which, you know what? Until next year, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.